It's the Mornings with Ed show and the miracle of, yeah, the miracle of modern technology has allowed this to finally happen. I guess he was driving his like $500,000 Lamborghini down the 405 and something like a cup holder blew up or something. So he had to pull over to a Starbucks and give us a call. I'm speaking, of course, of Jay Moore, who kicks off his tour tonight. It's called, the tour is called Daddy Issues, and he kicks it off tonight at the Irvine Improv. First show's at 7:30, and you get a bonus show at 9:45. Again, that happens on Saturday with a 7 o'clock and a 9:30 show, and then on Sunday, one show only, 7 o'clock. We are delighted to have Jay Moore with us. Hey, Jay, how you doing this morning, man?
Ed, my man, what's happening, buddy?
All good, brother. Thank you so much for doing this, man. I can't thank you enough for being with us this morning.
I love doing shows, and I love when they're full, so I love promoting shows. But I got to tell you something. I got to call you out.
Right.
$8 million car. I've been divorced twice. If I have a pot to pee in, I will take a picture of it and send it to you, bro.
Well, I didn't want to say a 73 Chevy van or anything, as we all know is the real deal, man. But yeah,
so. I'm in some clunky old Lincoln, which is all right, I guess. Hey, but you know what? I'm happy, brother. I'm free as a bird. Been divorced twice, gotten sober twice, gave the IRS $600,000 twice. I'm all out of F.
Got nothing
fresh
left.
Out of Karen. Nothing left to Karen. So don't moan when you see my show.
All right. Once again, so you're kicking off this tour tonight at the Irvine Improv, and it's called Daddy Issues, which lends the question, tell us about some daddy issues, man. Why is the tour named Daddy Issues?
All right. Well, it's many, many meetings, as a good tour name should have. I am a dad and a father of two beautiful boys.
All right.
I also, I'm only attracted to girls that can call me daddy when we're making love. And I talk about things to get the audience a little uncomfortable, even though they've happened to me. A lot of heart in the show, a lot of great stories, a lot of great impressions. You're Tracy Morgan, you're Christopher Walken, right. You're Al Pacino, Clint Eastwood, Chris Farley's story is a closer. Oh. They're all in there. And if you can see my show and tell me after my show it wasn't the best show you've ever seen, I will hand you your money back, and I swear to God, and I'm a Christian.
Oh, man, look at you. Look at you, just you're not going to give away one dime. I have seen your show. I listen to you when you're not, you're funny when you're not on stage. On stage, you're spectacular, dude. So, again, show starts tonight at the Irvine Improv. It's 7:30 p.m. He's got a 9:45 show as well. Now, you do it all, not just stand-up. You're an actor. You have your own radio show. You're a sports freak. Is there a preference among everything you do? Do you have one thing, I'm better at this, or I like this better?
Well, that's a good question. Stand-up comedy, because that's what I am. You know, right. I am a stand-up comic. Like, right. Your name is Ed. So be like, do you like being Ed, or do you like doing radio better?
To be honest, I like girls to call me daddy, too. So that's all right. You know, that's a different subject.
My man, you got that daddy issue going, too. And you know what? Sometimes in the audience, they get a little uncomfortable when I talk about it, and I go, you women right now, some of you think I'm kind of a creep, and a couple women will be like, yeah. I go, well, I turn my back, and I go, I don't even know who's clapping. Just clap your hands if you like to be spanked when you're making love. If you like to be spanked when you're making love, clap your hands. And they all clap, the whole room claps their hands, and I go, who spanked you when you were little? Daddy, kiss my ass. I'm connecting one dot. Everybody relax. Yeah. Everybody has got to relax, Ed.
I hear you. We're a little tense, aren't we? As a society, we're too tense.
You can't talk about race. You can't talk about race. You can't talk about sexism. You can't talk about, you know, food shaming or fat shaming unless you come see me do stand up. Then everybody gets their fair poke in the barrel. But nobody gets made fun of more than me. And the crazy stuff, I almost swore, and the crazy stuff I've been through. Like I said, second divorce, $22,000 a month in child support for two kids. Good Lord. They better have rooms at the Four Seasons Hotel in Manhattan, baby.
Let me ask you this, man. So you get divorced the first time, and it cleans you out pretty well. You think that you would have sobered up marriage-wise after that. What leads to that second marriage, man? Why'd you dive the second time?
She was the woman of my dreams, my man. Right. Let me tell you something. The first wife I loved, but I was never in love with. I was really young, and I got Saturday Night Live right after I proposed. Ooh. And what makes, on my bad, is I was never faithful. I was never in it.
Right.
I was a complete no-show.
Right.
Second wife, woman of my dreams, I felt absolutely in love. She made me a better person. She was the first person that wasn't a comedian that I wanted to be as funny as, the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. We had a beautiful son together, but then, hey, man, it takes two to tango when you're the only one dancing after a while.
Hey.
And look, I know there's three sides to every story,
right,
but all I got is my word. I know, look, I'm a wrestler and I'm a wrestling coach.
Right.
And I know from being a wrestler, I gave more effort to making that thing sail than I've given anything in my life, and it still breaks my heart. They say the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference.
Yep.
And I'm far from indifferent, man. Right. I wish I was still married to that lady, but, hey, man, I went crazy. I almost died. I went cuckoo.
I know. We all heard, man. We were all sitting on the edge of our seats hoping that, all right, man, I hope he pulls out of this crap.
Hey, if I knew it was going to be $22,000 a month of child support, I'd still be happy. I'd be miserable and married. Well, holy smokes, that's a big number. I'm going to make $23,000 if I want to eat at McDonald's.
What's a Jersey boy to do, man?
Oh, are you from Jersey?
No, I'm from the Bronx, man.
I'm sorry?
I'm from the Bronx, originally from the Bronx.
No, I heard you. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Let me tell you about the Bronx. For your listeners in Orange County, the Bronx is a great neighborhood. It's a great neighborhood if you're a fire. You're from the boogie down, baby.
You know I am. Now, okay, speaking of back east, I know you're into sports, man. So are you still an East Coast sports lover, or are you now Lakers and Clippers that you're out here, man? And with that,
I love the Lakers. I love the Lakers all the way.
All right. So
I was a Yankee fan, but when they talked about tearing down Yankee Stadium, I said, if they tear down Yankee Stadium, I'm out forever,
right,
and I'll curse the Yankees for the rest of my life. But then Joe Torre and Don Mattingly, the two favorite Yankees, came to me out here in L.A., so I had it easy.
Right.
So I'm a Dodger fan because of that, and I still love my Jets, man. I can't. That's like being abused by your wife.
Thank you. That's a 40-year abuse right there. I'm also a Jets fan, dude, and I swear to God, man, for 40 years, I just, usually around game six of the regular season, I'm looking for another team to support because my Jets are out of it by the sixth, seventh game, man.
Hey, Bato, you got to start liking the Raiders, bro. Hey, this year's going to be different, brother. We're going to be, we got Le'Veon Bell, man, and that makes Sam Darnold better. But the big pickup is that left guard, Assembly, from the Ravens and the Raiders. Like, that dude's legit. Le'Veon Bell's going to have some holes to run through.
Finally. So, yeah. Everybody gets excited about the Raiders ahead of time. Why are people so excited about the Browns now, man? Why are the Browns all of a sudden in the Super Bowl?
Brown's got a lot of talent, bro, and Baker Mayfield is no joke. That is a 5'11" witch. That midget can throw a rock. And he is a crazy dude. He is a crazy, crazy, cocky dude, and I'm telling you, they got Odell Beckham Jr. They got a lot of pieces in place. They got the right coach now, finally. But I tell you what, I think the Jets are going to be just as good, man. And I didn't say that last year or the year before.
I didn't either.
Hot garbage.
Yeah, I'm hopeful this year.
They've always been a diaper on fire. You know what JETS stands for? Just end the season.
Yes, I know, man. Again, 40 years. I've been suffering, man. I'm just a suffering Jets fan. I want to ask you
on the way back.
And you're right. And I feel the support. I feel this year that at least we're playoff bound, if nothing else, man.
We are playoff bound.
I want to ask you some questions that listeners have texted in for us.
Buddy.
All right, so here we go. You play a lot of great roles on television, and obviously everybody knows you as from Jerry Maguire as Bob Sugar. You play that douchey role really well. Is that an easy thing to do? Because you're such a nice guy. Is that an easy thing to do?
Yeah, it's an easy thing to do because it's so easy to play, I think, for anybody, a douchey guy. I don't think it's because I'm a douchey guy, because I'm not.
Yeah, you're not.
It's just when you get to sit across from Tom Cruise and say, I came here to fire you, Jerry. Like, that's
right.
How do you not be good at that? Like, you got to be a real piece of Samsonite to screw that up. I just got handed the greatest. I got handed the greatest role of all time, like the biggest bad guy ever.
Right. That's good, man. You were absolutely excellent in it, as you are everything. I'm not just blowing smoke in your face, dude. I wouldn't do that. But
thanks,
you're great at in Ghost Whisperer as the professor, Professor Rick, right? And then, dude.
Professor Rick Payne.
Yes. And then here's a second question from a listener is that you were like, you were the host and producer of Last Comic Standing, and then you had a rift with NBC. Is that something that you can talk about?
Yeah, no, I didn't have a riff with NBC. I created the show, co-created the show. That's my show.
Right.
And what happened was when NBC wanted to take the comedians out of the house, I said, well, now we're just doing Star Search. I thought the most important part of the show was watching the comedians in the house getting on each other's nerves.
Right.
They disagreed, and I just didn't want to host a show that was that far away from my idea. So
okay.
I stepped out.
Well, creative differences.
You know, I got a tattoo of a giraffe on my right arm, and people always ask me what the giraffe's about. My grandfather used to collect these statues of giraffes.
Okay.
And when I asked him what it was about when I was a little kid, he said, stick your neck out for what you believe in.
Oh, right on.
Like the giraffe.
Right.
Even if you're wrong, you'll be right because you stuck your neck out for that decision.
Right.
So I stuck my neck out. I was like, this isn't the way the show's going to go. I can't fake loving this every week. I can't fake anything. That's why I love stand-up so much. That's why I love my show so much.
That's why we have...
When you see me on stage, it's not some bit that I did the last show. Every hour show, I would say 45 minutes is completely different every single show. And that's my word, man, because if I'm not having a good time, nobody's going to have a good time.
There you go. And I'm telling my audience right now, I promise you a good time tonight, 7:30 p.m. at the Irvine Improv and a second show at 9:45. And then tomorrow night, two shows as well, 7 o'clock and 9:30.
And Sunday, too.
Dude, who works on Sunday? You work harder than anybody I know. Who else works on Sunday? Sunday, there's a 7 o'clock show. And by the time you get to that Sunday show, are you just like, okay, here, you're going to get everything I got, man. I'm spilling it all on Sunday.
No, I'm like that first show, second show, third show, fourth show, and fifth show. But so who works on Sunday? Not the Lord. I know that. He takes a day off. That's an old George Carlin bit. When do we pray to God on his day off? I thought that was great.
I loved him, man. And by the way, man, I cannot thank you more for being part of this morning here. Anything else you want to tell our audience before we go, man?
I meant what I said. If you can look me in the eye, and I'm not saying like maybe, you know, if you're old and like the times have passed you by, I'm not talking about like an elderly couple going, we didn't get it. We saw Wayne Newton. That was better. I'm talking about if you're between the ages of 21 and 51, and you can look me in the eye and go, that was not the best stand-up show I've ever seen. I'm going to ask you two questions. A, who was? And B, are you telling me the truth? And if the answer to both those are truthful, I'll hand you your money back. I'm that confident, man. Hey, it's a service industry. You go to a restaurant and the food stinks, nobody comes back, right?
There you go. So I
love doing stand-up. And I love Irvine. Like that's, I've been doing the Irvine Improv for almost 25 years. They kick it off in Nyack, New York, or, you know, Cincinnati, Ohio. I had to do it where it needs to be, and that's right there, bro.
There you go. There you go. The name of the tour is called Daddy Issues. It starts tonight at the Irvine Improv with a 7:30 show and another show at 9:45. Jay Moore is going to be absolutely spectacular the entire weekend. If you're looking for more information, call
tonight.
Me right here.
Oh, real quick. I got to tell you the Sebastian Bach story. I'll make it quick.
You're fine, man. Go ahead.
When I was on Saturday Night Live, I was in a bar with a date, smoking hot, bro. And Sebastian Bach from Skid Row was there, and he goes, hey, man, your girl and my girl, tonight! And I go, what? I go, what was that? He goes, and he's flipping his hair just like a rock star. He goes, your girl and my girl, tonight! And I look over his shoulder. His wife was 9 months pregnant at the bar holding a Perrier, and she waves at me. And to this day, I don't know how I let that get away. I could have had sex with a 9-month pregnant Mrs. Sebastian Bach. All I had to do was watch Sebastian Bach defile my girl, who wasn't even my girlfriend. I would have done that 1,000 times out of 1,000. I don't know why that night it got away from me, bro. Tonight!
You slipped, man. You slipped.
That was the only time. I ain't flipped since. Your girl and my girl. Tonight! Okay.
That's been Jay Moore, who's got a show tonight at the Irvine Improv.
Tonight!
7:30 and 9:45. Jay, hey, man, the next time you're around, come into the studio. Let's hang out for a few hours, man, all right?
I give you my word, I will. And I'm going to tell you something. This is my style 24/7. You're my brother. That's a life sentence. You need something, you got a charity thing, you text me, you get in touch with me, man. And that's my word straight up. I got you, bro.
I appreciate that. But I want you to realize that you called me, so I don't really have your cell number. That's all right, though, man.
All right, well, then put me on hold and we're done. And I'll give it to you. No problem.
Right on, Jay.
I made it.
All right, Jay.
And you can text me tonight.
Jay,
when I'm on stage, anybody listening to this show, I want to know you listen to Ed. By when I'm on stage, I want you guys just going, tonight!
All right. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll challenge my audience tonight. Not in the middle of a setup or anything. We don't want you
to... They can do it during the show. I'm Tracy Morgan. I'll take it as a mating call, damn it.
I love you, man. Love you. Jay Moore, tonight.
Yeah.
The Irvine Improv.
Put me on hold. I'll give you my cell phone number. We get everybody pregnant.
Jay, thanks a lot, man. We'll see you tonight.
Put me on hold. I'll give you my cell phone, partner.
I got you, brother.
All right.